The bill is known as the Employee Free Choice Act. Unions say it would help organizing by boosting penalties for employers that coerce or intimidate workers from forming a labor organization. The measure would also set up mediation and binding arbitration when firms and workers can't agree on a first contract. It would also let workers form unions when a majority sign an authorization card. Wisconsin Democratic House members Gwen Moore, Tammy Baldwin, and Ron Kind are joining with the AFL-CIO to promote the legislation, which they say will make it through the House of Representatives. Moore says union membership can boost worker pay and increase consumer spending. She says if President Bush follows through with a promise to veto the bill, it would be a campaign issue next year.
You know, back to, it's the economy, stupid, back to our purchasing power and our human rights and abilities to live in a dignified way as workers.
But John Metcalf with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues that organizers might pressure workers to sign union authorization cards.
This would take that right of secret ballot away from the worker. In other words, it'd be like going to your polling place and being confronted by a poll worker, you know, being essentially told who to vote for.
But supporters of the measure say the current system, where the National Labor Relations Board sets a secret unionizing vote a month away, gives companies too much time to scare workers into voting no. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.